Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, clouds and sun. Chance for some morning showers, otherwise a high near 57 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 55. It's 52 in Burlington, Milwaukee 56, 55 degrees in Racine. The Red Cross contacted by the Kenosha Fire Department early this morning about helping six adults, three kids, and a dog, all displaced by a fire to a home at 1116 62nd Street. The 911 call was received about a quarter to two this morning, but for a different address on nearby 12th Avenue. That caused a first arriving police officer to report there was heavy smoke evident, but he couldn't find the source. Well, eventually, the correct address led to that full response and immediate concerns about maybe some of the residents still being inside. It was almost 30 minutes later that the fire was reported under control. An investigator requested to try and figure out exactly what happened, those nine residents comprising three families. Meanwhile, last night, Kenosha's new fire chief got introduced to the city council. Mayor John Antaramian appointing Captain John Leipzig Jr. as the acting chief under formal action that will be taken by the Police and Fire Commission later in the month. Leipzig, in some very brief remarks, said he was honored to have been chosen.
I'm honored to serve the city of Kenosha in my new manor. I was born and raised in Kenosha, so it's an honor to be here. I'm going to work to do the best I can.
Leipzig chosen from among three finalists for that job, the commission accepting only internal candidates. He was announced last week as the new fire chief, replacing John Thompson, who had retired earlier this year. It is Election Day, and voter turnout is expected to be in the neighborhood of 70% across the state. Elections officials projecting 3.1 million registered voters going to be casting ballots with a hotly contested U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin between Republican Ron Johnson and Democratic challenger Russ Feingold, along with a presidential matchup highlighting the choices. Feingold appearing in Racine yesterday afternoon for a last-minute campaign rally at UAW Local 180 headquarters, praising those who have already voted, saying that the voters in Racine County really turned out in a way that nobody would have expected.
But I understand Racine County is doing extremely well. I understand the numbers are exceptional. And that is really, really key, because elections obviously can get closer than you'd like. But we have an edge here in the state on the early voting that is phenomenal. According to NBC, I looked at about 15 states. Wisconsin's number one. We have the best and the strongest early voting of any state, and you have had a lot to do with that.
Feingold also talking about his listening tour all across the state and the efforts to hear the priorities and concerns of residents. Some of the other Democratic candidates, Corey Mason and Ryan Solon, were also there at that rally. The number of early voters totaling about 798,000, according to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. There's also a minority advocacy group that has drawn a lot of criticism in the past for organizing kids in Racine to participate in Get Out the Vote drives, and they're staging another event this morning. Several hundred youngsters expected to gather at the Racine Labor Center for a rally and a training session led by an arm of Voces de la Frontera. And they'll be fanning out across the inner city neighborhoods to encourage people to vote. The nonprofit says the students do not tell people how to vote. Critics have contended that the entire operation is left-leaning and that students should not be encouraged to leave school. A Racine Unified spokesperson says it's up to the parents to decide. This morning's send-off to include some comments from Racine Mayor John Dickert. Two men in Racine County Circuit Court yesterday accused of entering a former employer's garage back in August and taking a couple of ATVs. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
19-year-old Zachary Browers of Union Grove and 20-year-old Tyler Wetzel of the town of Yorkville each face a single count of burglary. According to court documents, there was no forced entry to the victim's garage in the town of Raymond, and he told investigators the suspect had the code to gain entry to the building. The ATVs were recovered, hidden in Wetzel's home. Both men are scheduled to return to court later this month for preliminary hearings on the charge. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And Milwaukee police hoping to release a video showing a Porsche SUV involved in a hit-and-run that killed a 5-year-old girl this past Sunday results in tips that'll lead them to whoever was driving it. Rekiva Langham was struck as she was holding her mother's hand near West Leon Terrace and West Constance Avenue as they were heading off to church. The little girl's mother pleading with the driver who killed her daughter, "Turn yourself in." The vehicle, a Porsche Cayenne SUV, gray or silver, model years 2002 to 2010, front passenger side damage. Well, last week they approved the 2017 budget, and last night, without discussion, the Racine County Board approved the levy to go with the document as well as the tax rate. The levy totals $49,012,924, which is $1,002,398 more than this year's budget, or a 2.09% increase. The mill rate for 2017 ends up being $3.55 per 1,000 assessed value, a slight decline from this year. Equalized value in Racine County for the 2017 budget is up by 3.48%. Final federal and state approvals have been received to finance a rather large expansion of Kenosha's municipal bus service. An $8 million federal grant, originally earmarked for streetcar route expansion, will instead be used to run new bus routes out to Kenosha Beef in the town of Paris, the Amazon Fulfillment Center along the interstate, and to Pleasant Prairie's Lakeview Corporate Park. Transit Director Ron Iwin says the plans call for starting this new service at the beginning of the new year.
Right now we're looking for drivers. We're still having a part-time driver issue and hiring drivers, but we're hoping to have enough drivers to get this service going.
In addition to the route expansions, operating hours are going to be extended from 7 in the evening until midnight Monday through Friday, allowing second and third shifters the chance to get to work on the bus. In conjunction with the startup of the new service, the city's Transit Commission also approved some fare increases. Iwin says the new fares will put Kenosha in line with other cities of comparable size, adult fares going up to $2, just like in Racine. A resolution that requests the leadership of the Kenosha Community Health Center to attend the next city council meeting to answer questions about its operation, that was unanimously approved last night by the aldermen. The center got $26,000 in CD block grant funding in 2015 to expand its behavioral health facilities, but requested an extension to use the funding this year. Resolution from Alderman David Bogdala noted that the clinic has plans for a mobile unit in Racine and a clinic in Silver Lake, but laid off 11 dental hygienists and assistants in May, all raising lots of questions.
I think in anything to clear the air, to engage in more of a partnership with this entity, it's a great organization. It's something that we need desperately here in Kenosha, and we need the services that they provide. But we also have to have a responsibility to make sure that the people who use those services are getting what they deserve.
Bogdala said that the request of Mayor Andoramian, the resolution was amended to include a request that a city representative be on the center's board. He also noted that requests to meet with center officials in the past have gone unanswered. The Racine area will be playing host to next year's State Fall Tourism Convention, and that'll bring about 200 travel professionals to the area next November. Real Racine is hosting this annual educational conference and trade show. It'll be at the Racine Architect Hotel on Washington Avenue. Real Racine Chief Executive Dave Blank says the participants are going to be encouraged to visit the area's unique attractions, like the Frank Lloyd Wright design architecture at the S.C. Johnson campus, the Racine Art Museum in downtown Racine, and, of course, the lakefront. It's been more than 10 years since the conference, presented by the Wisconsin Association of Convention and Visitors Bureaus, was held in Racine. And Racine County's 2016 camping season ended October 31st, and it appears to have been a record setter for use of facilities. More than 7,500 nights of reservations at Cliffside and Sanders Parks.
Nearly every weekend this whole season, which started in April, Cliffside was completely sold out, filled to the brim. That represents over a 40% increase in reservations over the previous year.
Public Works and Developmental Services Director Julie Anderson telling the county board the popularity of camping bodes well for a potential site in the West End. She pointed out that the so-called walk-ins for the campgrounds actually pushed the 7,500 figure above the documented reservations. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates throughout the day. You'll be able to get that in terms of the election updates tonight here on WRJN throughout the evening. District attorney on the way up through the assembly races, U.S. Senate race, even the presidency. We'll all have it tonight. We'll have it on Twitter. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.